Phoneboy Speaks, episode 604, Internet Safety Tips for Men's Health.
I would not call the magazine or the website Men's Health a place that you would go for InfoSec advice or, you know, how to protect yourselves. It just seems like it's kind of out of scope for that. But yeah, I mean, you know, we live our lives increasingly online. And of course, there are things that come up. And so I got forwarded this article by some folks in Checkpoint, primarily because one of our guys is quoted in there. And I think, you know, the challenge with providing general information security advice, and this is something I've run into. I did a presentation in June about how normal people can protect themselves from all the crazy stuff that goes on online. And what it, I think, you know, for me, what it comes down to is, yeah, there are so many threats out there, and all the normal person can do is just take the regular precautions. And assuming they're diligent about that, then that's usually enough to keep people out. But like with anything, if somebody has if somebody's really out for you, then then you're screwed no matter what. And so I'll just go through the things in this article. And you know, they say, okay, well, you know, use an antivirus program. And the reality is that antivirus programs don't catch everything. And they're in fact in catching increasingly less, but you got to do something, right? You got to start somewhere and have, you know, at least some rudimentary protection on your desktop or laptop. Use a password manager. I'm personally a LastPassword fan. I know a lot of people like 1Password and various people hate LastPass. But the theory with a password manager is that even though all of your passwords are stored in one place, and the strength of that you know, depends on either the provider that you're using or the strength of the password that's protecting your secret vault of passwords, if that allows you to use passwords that are stronger because you don't have to remember them, then all the better, right? So something like LastPass is a great, you know, again, it's a great thing. You can use you can use LastPass for free. You can also use there's something called Dashlane, which I've never tried, that's in this article. You can try it for free, and you know, you pay if you want to synchronize, basically. Now, here's one that I hadn't thought of, but makes nothing but sense. So a lot of times for a website, you'll use your email address as a login. Well, if everybody knows your email address, then everybody will know you know, at least one part of the login for an account. And so usernames and passwords are of course they don't have to be necessarily what you normally use. And so they're create an alias or use a separate email address. And in fact, you know, this is something I'm starting to do now. Is I'm starting to use different email addresses for things because it's just, it's more secure that way, I suppose. And there's lots of ways around it. But, you know, maybe, you know, I know even like Comcast will give you multiple email accounts, and so there's nothing that says you can't use multiple. You can create multiple emails and, you know, use one for your regular email and then use another one just for, like, you know, the different accounts you have to sign in, and don't publish the other one, right? So it's something that other people don't know. So that makes some sense. And they say turn on two-factor authentication. If that's an option for you, yeah, go ahead and do it. That's, you know, for some accounts, that certainly will increase your security. But it's, of course, it's not an end-all be-all. If the second factor is your mobile phone and your mobile phone gets compromised, well, you know, you're out of luck. So you have to sort of weigh that. But then there's also like, don't get stupid online, which was kind of a dumb one. And you know, there it's like, okay, using public Wi-Fi may not be the smartest thing, right? And the reason why is because public Wi-Fi is not encrypted in any way, and so anybody can just passively sniff the network and see stuff. And even if you're using SSL, I mean, there's ways to compromise all of this. There's ways of man in the middle SSL and stuff. And I mean, if you're smart, you can know that that's happening. But the reality is that you really should, you know, encrypt all the things, right? So use a VPN, and in fact, you might find that your performance improves. I mean, there's plenty of people who've used a VPN, you know, even on their wired network, and have seen massive improvements because then you're getting away from the content, the content shaping or rate shaping that your ISP does. So, you can use something like Hotspot Shield or, you know, one of these VPN services, encrypt all the things, and, you know, that helps. And so that will help keep you safer. And again, I'm not, none of these sound unreasonable. And in fact, there are, you know, I'll put a link to the, to it in the show notes. And, but I just, again, I just wouldn't, think of Men's Health as a place, to find information security advice. But for normal people, they might read Men's Health more than they'll read, I don't know, anything, you know, even Ars Technica or something like that. So, it's nice to see it, you know, I guess a more mainstream, you know, site or, you know, or magazine or whatever cover things that people need to know about keeping themselves safe online.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.